God bless each and every one of you. My name is Martin McDonough. I'm from Ireland, and I flew in here this morning. And Michael Gilbert asked me to give a testimony, so it's a pleasure to give my testimony. I'm just a little over 12 months saved, and the first time I ever heard about Christians, I remember a man coming to Dunsink Lane one time in Finglas. I was living in Dublin, and his name was Dan Rooney. And when I was speaking to him in the site there, he probably doesn't remember, but I was chatting to him, and he speaked about our Lord and telling me how much Jesus loved me. And you know, that was the first time I ever heard about it, you know. But as a young lad, growing up, I was a very wild young fella. I used to get in a lot of trouble. The guards would be coming down to my daddy's house there all the time, and I'd be drinking and fighting, and you know, I was in a bad place, you know. And then I got married at a young age. I got married when I was 19, and to be honest about it, I don't even think I was fit for married. I was very wild, and I was doing a lot of drinking and partying and messing. And I used to waking up in the garage barracks there fairly often, and I've been in a lot of fights, and you know, but I sold drugs for a living as well, and you know, I wasn't a nice fella. I done a lot of bad things. But look, I don't want to dwell in the past too much. I'd like to tell you how I met with Jesus. I went to a mission one time in Malahide in Dublin about 4 or 5 years ago, and I didn't go now. I just went for a look around to see what it was all about, you know. I just heard about born again Christians, and I was invited onto the mission. So I went to the mission, and I looked at all these men and women and children going around with Bibles in their hands, and I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I know there's so many travellers in the field, and everybody getting on and hugging one another, shaking hands, and you know, so, and they had so much peace in their face. So that was the first time I ever heard the gospel, and I was never the same person. When I heard the gospel, it changed me completely, you know. But I hardened my heart at that day, you know. I didn't accept God. So I went back to the world again, and it's been the same old fella. But I always remembered it was in the back of my head about the gospel. But then a few years later after that, again, I went to another, last year I went to a mission in Munster, Evan, and this is my second time to go to it. And when I went to it, I didn't go to it to get saved. Again, I went out to see what it was all about again, you know. But this time I was more open-minded. And I listened to the preacher's speech, and the gospel was getting read. So it was very, very interesting, you know. And at the time, I was in a crossroad in my life. I didn't know which way I was going to go. I was in a very bad place. But when I went back to it 3 times, the second time I went back to it, and again, the same again. I looked around, everybody was so peaceful, and you know, they had Jesus in their life. Something that I hadn't got, you know. I thought I had Jesus in my life. I thought I knew Jesus, but I never had a relationship with Jesus, you know. And when I went home the second night, I never forget it. I woken up of the 1st or 2nd of July, and it was a lovely summer's morning. And there was nobody in the house, and I was in the house by myself. And I went down to the kitchen table, and to be honest, well, I spilled my heart on the kitchen table. I cried out to the Lord, and I said to God, "Say, if these Christians is right in Munster, Evan, please, let me know." And I'm not messing. The Holy Spirit came into the house, and it was Jesus. It was like I was crying, and I mean, like, I was really, really spilling my heart on the table. I wanted what these men and women had in their lives, and which I was missing. And it was like Jesus put his hand down top of my shoulder, and a big smile came on my face. I know myself, it was the presence of God. And I knew everything was going to be all right then, you know. So I went back out to the mission. I gave my life to the Lord. My son got saved the same day. And my wife got saved the next day, you know. And God has blessed me. I'm not the one man that I used to be. I know I'm not perfect. I let God down, and I know I'm not perfect. God is still working on me. But God never let me down. You know, since I've been a Christian, God done so much for me in my life. He changed me completely. He put love in my heart. I was a very, very angry man. I, 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 could not forgive people or anything. God put forgiveness in my heart. He put love in my heart. He brought peace in my life. My family home is not the one old home that used to be when I was drinking. I don't drink no more. I give up drink. And my home is not the one home. It's a nice, peaceful house now. Do you know, Jesus, we know we have Jesus in the house. My son reads the Bible. I read the Bible. My whole family reads the Bible. Do you know, and I pray to God every day. And I thank God he blessed me so much. He blessed me so much, you know. And without Jesus in my life, I don't know what I'd do. I know, just life would mean nothing to me. If Jesus wasn't in my life, life would mean nothing. And I'm very, very glad I met Jesus. And I would like to give, Jesus all the glory today. All the worship go to God. And look, if anybody's not saved here today, I would strongly actually to give your heart to Jesus. Thank you very much. Thank you.